Hiccup was quite a funny sight himself. Covered in shingly sand from head to toe, he resembled nothing so much as a skinny little bread-crumbed kipper ready for the pan. Stoic tried to stop himself from thinking, why does Hiccup always have to make such a spectacle of himself? Why can't he be friends with somebody suitably violent and normal? And why is he covered head to foot in sand? Before yelling loudly and loyally,
my son is right. The weird little warrior is wearing the latest in inflatable defence wear.
But he was shouted down by the crowd, who were chanting,
the hooligans wear armbands! The hooligans wear armbands!
And then, to Stoic's intense relief,
"Pwarp!"
went the horn to announce the start of the race. And the Viking warriors forgot about teasing the hooligans, and the crowd went wild as the Viking warriors stampeded through the wind and into the water like a herd of runaway buffalo, plaits flying, bellies wobbling.
Go, bog burglars, go! Up the murderous! Hooligans, hurrah!
Snotlout sprinted through the shallows, flexing his muscles and waving to the crowd, before making a fancy swallow dive into the slightly deeper water and setting off in a horribly efficient crawl. Stoic tried hard to control his temper and keep the disappointment out of his voice as he walked over to Hiccup and reproved his son sternly.
You are a warrior in training now, Hiccup, and this is not the moment to be playing in the sand.
But I'm not, protested Hiccup. I'm just covered in sand because... But Stoic had already stalked off.
Oh, jumping jellyfish, exclaimed Fishlegs in a wriggle of anxiety. I can't see a thing through these glasses now.
The blubberwing goo Snotlout had poured over Fishleg's head had so attached itself to the glass that it was indeed like trying to peer through a dense pea-green fog. Poor Fishleg staggered forward in completely the opposite direction to the ocean.
Hang on, grinned Kamikaze. Isn't the sea the other way?
Fishlegs, hissed Hiccup anxiously, you're going the wrong way. The crowd was divided between cheering on the warriors and laughing at the sight of the only three who hadn't set off yet, which were Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze. Fishlegs was running increasingly fast in completely the opposite direction to the ocean, with his hands out in front of him moaning,
I can't see, I can't see.
And Hiccup and Kamikaze were running after him saying, it's this way, Fishlegs, this way.
So ha 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 ha, yelled the watching crowd, parting to let poor blind Fishlegs blunder on up the beach.
Eventually, Hiccup caught up with Fishlegs, who tripped over somebody's discarded trousers, and with the help of Kamikaze, he managed to steer his friend back in the direction of the ocean. And such was Hiccup's embarrassment at the whole situation that he was almost relieved to enter the breath-quenching, chest-burning chill of the water.